Hey, host, how are you doing?
Hey Kevin, I'm feeling a little bubble tea-esque.
Ooh, well, on your way to go get bubble tea, have you heard that we're on a new listener platform?
What? We're on a new platform?
Yeah, it's called Newsly. It's an audio app for both iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics in the web at any given moment, and it reads it to you in a natural human voice.
Natural. Wow, so not the creepy robotic monsters we normally get?
Correct. So for the first time in the history of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable in a not creepy robot voice.
That's incredible and really accessible. It might mean that I could find some articles on bubble tea and give it a listen.
Absolutely. You can browse any articles from topics you choose and start playing. Immediately, you could do like sports, science, Bitcoin, Kardashians, or bubble tea, and you can follow any topic as specific as you like.
Incredible. And we're on this platform?
Yeah, they have podcasts as well, exploring trending podcasts from over 50 countries, and Nightmare Lane is one of them.
Wow, 50 countries? That's almost a third of the world's population. Did you know there's 159 countries in the world?
I did not. I feel like I should have known that, actually.
Maybe it's something we could discover on Newsly.
Probably. And if you download and use Newsly now for free, you can download it on www.newsly.me, M-E, you or use the link in the description. And if you use promo code PODCASTLANE, you get 1 month of free premium subscription.
We have a promo?
We do. Isn't that cool?
Incredible. So if I download this now and I use Podcast Lane, I get a whole month free.
Yes, it is incredible.
That's really cool.
So download Newsly and listen to Nightmare Lane on your way to go get some bubble tea.
Incredible.
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 Incredible. Okay, I'm done.
Incredible. Incredible.
Hey,
Incredible.
About a year ago, everything changed. I must apologize if I sound unsure about the time. We tried to keep track of it, but it's been difficult since we've been 50 feet underground for a long time. If you're listening to this, then that means you're either a survivor or a descendant of those who have survived. If you're a survivor, then that means there's a chance that we're still alive, and if you're listening to this, can contact me on the frequency 14.060. I want to know who is out there. If you're a descendant, then that means we are no longer here, and you're the future of the human civilization. I'm not sure if you've been told the story of what happened. But suddenly, the world was devastated by abnormal weather conditions. Category 5 tornadoes, tidal waves, severe hailstorms, earthquakes. But by far the most devastating was the eruption of several of the world's supervolcanoes. The ash blew into the sky, not only plunging us into a continuous cold, but leaving the world blanketed in darkness. When we emerged from the bunker to see what was left, we learned more than we bargained for. Sit back and let me tell you the story of what came out of the ashes. Out of the Ashes is a epic, dark, modern fantasy podcast. Available now.
on your favorite pod catcher of choice. You can also visit us at outoftheashespodcast.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Nightmare Lane.
Yay!
That was really good delivery, Kevin. Thank you for just jumping right on in. Welcome back, listeners, and thanks for tuning in to our very special episode. We have a special guest today, the host of Nightmare Report.
Hello.
Welcome. So Chris is joining us from his podcast, our podcast, and he's going to share a story with us today. We are super excited and very grateful that you're here. So thank you for that.
Thank, glad to be on. I'm excited.
Great. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your podcast and where listeners can find it?
Sure. The Nightmare Report is pretty much can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any other podcast platform. The whole premise of the Nightmare Report is this RCMP officer, which is our version of the FBI, goes to some strange town, a small town in Canada, looking for his missing brother, and he gets pulled into pretty much the world of the paranormal, weird, and strange. And the way I wrote the character, he's a very logical person, and he gets pulled into this world, and he has to try to maneuver his way through this strange world that he's completely new to.
That sounds super intriguing. And honestly, I listened to the whole thing and I loved it. I can't wait to see what you do next. Yeah, I highly recommend. So, well, you're going to share with us your own story. Why don't we just dive right in?
Sure. Story I originally tried to incorporate in my podcast, but had trouble with it. So let's see how it goes. Forgive me. I'm going to be doing this all from memory. All right. This story is called Mary Bell the Doll. This is going to be written from a first person perspective. I used to be a writer of the paranormal. I did really good for myself. Even had a good book deal. Even had talks to be on one of those weird ghost hunting shows, but this story is about what happens when you mess with things you don't understand. I first heard about the doll through my agent. He told me a story of this new up-and-comer with this TV show where he tried to disprove the existence of the paranormal altogether. When he first met the doll, he demanded to be locked in the same room. Apparently, as soon as the lights were off and recording started, the man started screaming and yelling. As by the time the production team opened the door, the man was found dead. His eyes scratched out, his tongue ripped out. Ever since then, the doll has went through auction house after auction house, owner after owner, all with the same story. The doll moved on its own, would whisper dark things in the owner's ear, got so much so that it even killed another owner. After that, the doll ended up in a private collection. As soon as I heard this, I had to see this doll. Hell, it would make a really good chapter in my new book. So I arranged to see the doll itself. When I got there, the owner gave me strict instructions. Whatever I do, do not remove the doll from its box and have the door open at all times. He let me in the room where he kept his quote-unquote collection of weird things. The doll was promptly placed in the middle of the room in a wooden box that had a piece of glass in front of it that you can see the doll. When I asked him about the history of the doll, he said the history of the doll itself was a mystery. But all he knew is there was something evil with the doll and some unknown person sealed this doll in this box. Ever since then, he had no trouble with it. He said he had some things to do and left me alone with the doll. Now, I did take some pictures of the box and doll itself, but that seemed a bit boring. But I had an idea. What if I just opened the box? Heck, he wouldn't mind. So I opened my phone, started video recording what I was doing. I pulled out my pocket knife and broke the wax seal on the box itself. I opened the box and something weird came over me. I shook that feeling off. Ah, you're just making things up in your head. As soon as I removed the doll from the box, it literally came to life. It jumped on me, wrapped its hands around my throat. I got so scared and freaked out, I fell back towards onto the floor. I couldn't breathe. I tried to get this doll off me, but it wouldn't budge. It wouldn't come off. As I started to drift out into darkness, another figure popped in through the room and everything went to black. I awoke a few minutes later on a couch, head throbbing, hurting. There to the side of me was a well-dressed man drinking from a teacup. He noticed I was awake and put the teacup down. When I asked who the heck he was and where the doll was, he promptly said, "My name is not important. All you have to know is the doll is in a place where it can't hurt anybody." When I tried to ask a few more questions, he cut me off and said, "Look, you open Pandora's box, and this thing might have attached itself to you." He gave me a list of things to do to maybe cleanse myself of it. Of course, I didn't follow it, but that was a mistake on my part. After that, it was just a blur. Ever since then, I cannot sleep. I've been seeing this doll in my dreams. Every time, it's been telling me to find it, and it would promise me anything. But I have a feeling that if I make this deal, I'll be making a deal with evil itself. If you're reading this, please, if you come across Marybelle the doll, please don't open the box. And that's where the story ends.
Oh my gosh. That was a roller coaster. But like, I was so mad at the narrator character, because it's like, what do you mean he wouldn't mind you opening the box? He literally said, "Whatever you do, don't open the box." Oh my gosh. This is the guy that goes into the basement to see what that strange noise is.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I wrote it. Like, originally I wrote it that he was writing about the paranormal, but he wasn't a believer. He was just doing it for the money. And then all of a sudden, this happened to him. I did write a bit of more history about the doll, which I don't really want to go into, because the idea I have is a bit sensitive for the times we're in right now. So I kind of don't want to like go into like the idea I had for the doll, the history of it. That's why I just said the history of the doll is a bit of a mystery. But yeah, that's how I kind of wrote it from this guy's perspective.
Wow. Well, that was a good story. I really liked it.
Oh, thank you.
When he was like, "I cut the wax," I was like, "Nope."
Like, what the heck? What is wrong with you? And then, yeah, not doing any of the cleansing things. So yeah, you're like, you're face to face with the paranormal, and you did what you were not supposed to do. And then the guy's like, "Okay, we'll follow these cleansing ritual steps and you should be okay." Well, I didn't do that either. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I kind of wrote this like kind of like he was a bit stubborn, and he's like, "Okay, well, you know, like this is maybe just something I made up, or, you know, I think I should be okay." But it's kind of like, I don't know if it's true, but I saw a TikTok of these people actually found this waxed, this box that was covered in wax. And the guy's like, "I have to see what's in it." And he opened it, and there was like a burnt Ouija board in there. I'm like, "No, why'd you do that? You don't do it."
Yeah.
So I kind of like, it was kind of like from kind of like that idea.
Gotcha. Well, this was a fantastic story, and I feel like you absolutely conveyed that what was going on with your character in this story. Because yeah, he just comes across as like somebody who blithely doesn't really interact well with the supernatural, even though he's immersing himself into that world. You know, like going to hang out with the fairies, but eating the food and dancing. It's like you're just asking for it, aren't you?
Yeah, or if the fairy queen asks you for a favor, you do it. That's something that's like a big no-no. Or if you disturb one of their, in Ireland, if you come across like, I think it's a fairy mound or something, and if you disturb it, that's like a big no-no as well.
Yeah.
I really liked it, and I see you get a lot of, I mean, I feel like I see you get a lot of your inspiration from like a lot of the same like fantasies and shows and mythos that everybody loves. So it's very similar, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, like most of my inspiration when I that's actually the first story I actually wrote and read, but even from a podcast, like some of my inspiration comes from like, some of it comes from the occult itself. Others come for like, you know, ideas that I come up on my own, or some TV shows that I watch. Like, I play a lot of D&D, so sometimes I get some inspiration from that. But
D&D is the best for inspiration.
Oh yeah.
Well, cool. Thanks for sharing and reading that. And from memory, that was really good.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it.
You did do. I forgot that you read it or you told it from memory. You did a great job. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so normally at this point, we just say one more time that we're so happy that you came on. And could you remind listeners where they can find your podcast?
Sure. You can find Nightmare Report on Apple, Spotify, Google, podcast player, but I'd recommend going on that because of some things that have been happening with Google itself, apparently, and podcast platforms. There we go.
Great. If our listeners are interested or if they find you, is there a way that they can choose to support you that you would like to let us know?
At the moment, no. I did have a Buy Me a Coffee page at one point, but since I'll be going in a different direction with the podcast, I kind of closed that down right now. I do have some ideas like in the future where I might start a Patreon, I might start a new Buy Me a Coffee page. But people can literally leave a review and hopefully a 5-star rating on the podcast, that'll be great.
Great. Cool. Well, thank you for having, thank you for coming, and it was a pleasure having you on. Kevin, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just want to reach out to our listeners and let them know that if you're going through something challenging and hard and you're presented with a wax sealed box, don't open it. Don't open the wax sealed box. But in all seriousness, you're not alone. And you have this, you know, it may feel challenging, but sometimes just this one step is all you got to worry about. Okay. Be kind to yourself, be gracious, and know that, even if you're not where you thought you were going to be right now, where you're at is beautiful and it's perfect for you. Okay. You are an absolute legend and you're crushing it.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Kevin. It's always nice to hear your PSA. Well, thank you for tuning in and joining us for our special guest episode of Nightmare Lane. You can find more of Chris's stories on Nightmare Report. And in the meantime, we'll see you next week and stay spooky.
Ooh.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, host. How are you?
Doing good. Craving some bubble tea.
Aren't you always?
Yes, but guess what? Have you ever heard of Buy Me a Cup of Coffee?
No, what's that?
Buy Me a Cup of Coffee is a platform where people who want to support our podcast and are creating can donate $5, $10, or $15. And it's a one-time donation instead of a subscription. And we can put that money towards our podcast or bubble tea.
I like the idea of listeners who want to support us being able to give us a one-time donation to put things towards our podcast and production, because I think that would increase our production value.
You know what helps production value?
I have a suspicion that you're about to say bubble tea.
Bubble tea.
Okay.
I guess it just depends on how much our listeners love me. You can go to buymeacupofcoffee.com/nightmarel6 or click on the link below if you guys want to support our production and my addiction.
Oh, I have a feeling our listeners absolutely love you.